We continue Be'ezat Hashem in our limud of Mishnayot Masechet Shvi'it. We are in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tet. In previous Mishnayot, we learned that one is not allowed to take away, to remove stones from the field during the Shemitah year, because then it's Mar'ita Ain. It gives the appearance as if he's clearing the ground for planting, which is not allowed. However, this isur, this prohibition, is only when the stones are small. But if they are large stones, so then they are permitted to be removed, because then it's clear that you may be taking them for construction purposes, not for clearing the ground. So now the Mishnah is going to discuss these big stones. Avne katef ba'ot mikol makom. Avne katef are called shoulder stones. These are stones that are carried upon the shoulder. So ba'ot mikol makom means you can bring them from any place during the Shemitah year, even from your own field, being that these stones are so large, they are used for construction. So removing them from the field does not give off the appearance that you're clearing the ground for planting. Rather, it's assumed that you are taking them for the purpose of construction. Vehakablan mevi mikol makom. Kablan means a building contractor. He's allowed to take any type of stones from any place, even from his own field, because since everybody knows he's a kablan, he's a professional builder, and so he uses stones of any size for his work. So nobody's going to think that he is doing this to clear the ground for planting. Rather, this is only for the purpose of construction. So even during the Shemitah year, the kablan is allowed to remove any kinds of stones from the field. Now, we have a machloket here in the Mishnah. What's the definition of avne katef, of shoulder stones? Ve'elu hen avne katef. What is the definition of avne katef? So Rabbi Meir says, kol she'ena yechola lehinatel be'achat yad. Any stone that is so large that cannot be carried with one hand, has to be carried with two hands or on one's shoulder, that's already the definition of a shoulder stone, which makes it that it's mutar, you're allowed to remove such a stone from the field on the Shemitah year. Divrei Rabbi Meir. So again, according to Rabbi Meir, any stone that is so big that you can't carry it with one hand is already called avne katef. Rabbi Yossi, however, says, Rabbi Yossi says differently. Avne katef kishman. Shoulder stones are exactly what their name implies, which means kol shehen nitalot shtaim shalosh ala katef. It says avne katef in the plural, which means any stones that are carried two or three at a time on one's shoulder. That is considered avne katef. Which means like this, Rabbi Yossi is actually more lenient than Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi holds that even if the stones are not that large, according to Rabbi Meir, we're talking about stones that are so large that you can't carry, you need two hands to carry them. Rabbi Yossi says, even stones that are smaller, they're small enough to be carried two or three at a time on a person's shoulder. That's also called avne katef, and you could remove them from the field. Rabbi Meir was the one who allows removing a stone only if it's so big that it takes a person to carry them with two hands. So that's the machloket between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir as per what the definition of avne katef is, that are allowed to be removed from the field during the Shemitah year. Mishnah Yud, Habone gader beno uben reshut harabim. Let's say a person wants to build a wall between his field and the reshut harabim and the public domain. So now he needs to dig a foundation for this gader, for this wall. Mutar leha'amik ad hasela. He's allowed to dig down as far as the bedrock, which means even during the Shemitah, he's allowed to do this, even though by digging that far, he's making that piece of land fit for planting. But being that that's not his intention, and it's unlikely that he's going to change his mind His intention is to build a wall there, not to plant in that area. Therefore, that kind of digging for the purpose of building a fence, building a wall, is allowed. Now the question is, ma ya'ase be'afar? What should he do with the earth that he dug up? You can't just dump it into your field, because that would look like you're spreading topsoil to prepare the ground for planting, and that's asur during Shemitah. So what do we do with that afar? Tzovro birshut harabim, he's allowed to pile it up in the public domain. Umetakno, divrei Rabbi Yeshua. Umetakno means, and later on he restores the reshut harabim, the public domain, to its original condition by removing the earth and depositing it elsewhere. So for now, he's allowed to put it in the reshut harabim, as long as he doesn't put it in his own field. Rabbi Akiva says, "Kederech she'en mekalkelin birshut harabim, kach lo yetakenu." Just like we know, a person is not allowed to damage anything in the public domain, and by making a pile of earth in the reshut harabim, even if you're going to remove it soon afterwards, but that's still called damaging the reshut harabim. You're placing a big pile of dirt there. Kach lo yetakenu. So too, a person is not to repair a public domain by collecting the dirt that's already there and heaping it into a pile, even though he's going to leave it there only for a short time. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to dump earth in a reshut harabim. So, ma ya'aseh be'afar? So according to Rabbi Akiva, what should he do with the earth that he dug up when he wanted to build his wall? Tzovro betoch sadehu kederech ha-mezabelim. Rabbi Akiva says, you don't pile it in the reshut harabim, rather, you pile it up in your field, the same way as those who pile up manure, as we discussed in earlier Mishnayot, that we're allowed to do so, to pile them up for storage. So the same thing here, he piles it up in his field, just like the way of the mezabelim, of those who pile manure. And the Mishnah concludes by saying, V'chen ha'hofer bor v'shiach ara. The same machloket between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva applies regarding a person who digs a bor, a person who digs up a round pit, or a shiach, that's a ditch, that's a long and narrow pit, or a me'ara, or if a person digs up like a cave, that's a pit that's covered with a roof. So one who does so next to a public area, even in a regular year now, even on a non-Shemitah year, one who wants to be chofer, one who wants to dig up a bor or a shiach or a me'ara next to a reshut harabim, so the same machloket would apply according to Rabbi Yeshua. As he digs up the earth, he's allowed to make piles of it in the public domain, as long as he's going to remove them later on when he finishes, and he'll restore the place to its original way. According to Rabbi Akiva, no, you have to keep the earth in your own land. You're not allowed to dump it into the public domain, even just for a short time. Baruch Adonai Leolam, Amen ve'Amen.